The Gemara on Daf Yutes, Rav Amram said in the name of Rav that mixing a kakula at the end of Shiva is only mishiyamdu haminach mi'atzlo. But as it relates to Shloshim, it says in Shulchan Aruch and in Siman Tzadi Hei that from Netzach Hamer we say mixing a kakula. So why not also by Shiva on the last day, as soon as the day begins, mix a yom kakulo after Amud Hashachar, after that we should say mix a yom kakulo. So the Rav explained that this halacha, you see from this halacha, that mishyamdu hamenachemim, that nichum avelim by avelus is not only because it's a kim of chesed v'haftaloyachar kamocha, but it's also, it's part of the etzim niyug avelus and the kim avelus that there should be menachemim. And therefore, the shiva doesn't end because the mixayim kakulo is a locha, you need the kim of on that day and the last day of kim avelus. So this, as long as the menachemim are still coming, so you can't, the avelus doesn't end because the nichum avelus, avelim is part of the etzim kim avelus. And the Rav brought a right to this from the Gemara in Shabbos, which the Rambam Paschal's like. The Gemara says that if a person doesn't have Krovim to sit Shiva for him, so the Gemara in Shabbos and the Kufnan Dunbeis and the Rambam Paschal said in Hilchas Avelus Peik Yugimel that we appoint 10 people to sit Shiva for this person. And those 10 people are Makabel Tachanunim. So it's very, what does it mean? They're Makabel Tachanunim. They're not the Avelim. So you see that it, because that itself is the Niyug of Avelus, that the Menachemim come. And that in fact happened when Remeya Simcha was Nifta. So he had no surviving children, so the Ragachova appointed 10 people to sit Shiva, and people came to Menachem them. So that Nichum is the halach of the Nichum Avelim, of which is also Kim of Avelus. And the Rav used to say, based on that also, that therefore he thought, for example, adopted children, what should they do if their adopted parent passes away? So he said that they should sit Shiva, and it's not, and even though they're not chayiv, but they're chayiv, they're not worse than, and there's a kima velus, like the person who, on Shabbos, if a person dies and there are no krovim to sit, so the we take asara. So they should, and you see that for them, it's also kim in avelus. So they should sit on that basis as well. And the Rav said also, the Gemara says, in the halach is that if you have a choice in terms of the Seder, that Nichum Avelim comes before Bikucholim. And the Gemara says that the reason is because Nichum Avelim is a chesed im hachayim vim hamesim. And Bikucholim is only im hachayim. So Rav says that means to say, it's aside from the mitzvah of chesed, it's a chesed with the mesim, means because it's a kim in the avelus. I once spoke to the Rav about this, for Enter Meir Simcha asks. The Gemara said, the Ram says the halacha is that Nichum Avelim comes before Bikucholim. So why the word Shabbos, when it speaks about the Anser Yishalayim, it says wherever they would go, they would take their lulav with them. So the Gemara says in Sukkah that they holchim levake cholim v'lulav v'biyadehem holchim nachim avelim v'lulav v'biyadehem. Why does it mention biko cholim before nichim avelim? It should say nichim avelim first, because it's a chesed v'chaim in amesim. So I suggested to the Rav, and he liked it. He said, because there we're talking about, he's holding his lulav, it's on Yontif, it's b'moyed. So there it's only a kiyum, it's not a kiyum in the avelus, that's only the chesed. So in that case, then, biku cholim takes precedence, comes first before nichum avelim.